Good morning.
Now, this flight in Beloit was not the first flight ever, but it was an important one, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. It was important because it was the first airplane flight in Wisconsin, and actually it was the first airplane flight to take place west of the Wright Brothers Field at Huffman Prairie outside of Dayton, Ohio. It was very early and therefore very important for that reason.
Absolutely. The Wright Brothers flight was in 1903, and the flight in Beloit was in 1909.
Right.
And the pilot, A.P. Warner, he was an interesting character, wasn't he?
Very much so. He was very much an engineer and entrepreneurial type. He had already invented one of the first practical speedometers for automobiles, and was on his way to making a small fortune selling speedometers, and therefore had the wherewithal to purchase the airplane.
How did that first flight go? Was it how would it be considered a success by today's standards?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it would
okay.
be considered a success by today's standards because not so much, maybe not so much that he got into the air, but he landed without breaking his neck.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. There were other reasons why this flight was important too, correct?
Well, yes, because of course it opens the door to the development of aviation in general is a step on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But even to go back up a little bit here, Warner was a man who was really much on the cutting edge of a technological revolution that was going on at the time. He was interested in electricity. He was interested in automotives. He was interested in mass communication. And so it was logical for him to look at to be interested in aviation and to become this first individual American to buy an airplane and also become the 11th American to fly an airplane.
So this happened really early on during this evolution in technology.
We have to think about this here that the Wright brothers, it's not even 6 years that the Wright brothers have successfully demonstrated that an airplane could fly. It's only a year after Glenn Curtiss, who was really the great popularizer of aviation in the United States in these days, has invented his airplane. And after Warner's airplane flies, after he flies it in Beloit in 1909, there's not another airplane to fly in Wisconsin for a whole other year.
That's so interesting, and not a lot of people probably know that Wisconsin had such an important role in the history of aviation.
Certainly not. I mean, we are among a handful of states to have an airplane flying that early. Again, you look at North Carolina and the Wright brothers, you look in Ohio, of course, and New York where Curtiss flew, and then you really got to strain a little bit to find more states where airplanes flew before A.P. Warner flew in Wisconsin.
Michael Gock, thanks for being with us.
All right, thank you.